Ever since Virginia created the Standards of Learning in 1995, teachers and parents have had a common complaint that the system encourages teaching to the test. Now, members of the General Assembly and the Virginia Board of Education will consider ways to reduce the influence of tests. One key recommendation is to reward improvement,
even when benchmarks are not yet met.
That's Virginia Secretary of Education Ann Holton, who says meeting the benchmark may be less important than showing growth.
If a school may not have met the benchmarks but has shown significant improvement in the benchmarks from last year to this year,
it's an idea that could have dramatic consequences, especially for schools with the most challenging students. Schools that,
for instance, started with a student body that had some significant deficits, English language learners or others who were, for whatever reason, way behind to start with, and they've brought them significantly forward.
Another recommendation is to stop accrediting schools every year.
There's no other institution out there that gets accredited on an annual basis.
That's Alexandria Delegate Rob Krupika, who serves as a member of a commission appointed by the governor that wrote the recommendations.
A school is less inclined to try something new if there's any concern that that process of implementing them could slow down their test scores for a year or so as the teachers kind of get accustomed to the new system.
Another key recommendation of the commission is allowing students to retake tests if they come close to passing the first time. I'm Michael Pope.